Well, it is indeed a very good evening to you, and welcome to Zandile, proudly brought to you by Africaid, supported by the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, PEPFAR, as well as USAID. And today we have quite a packed show, and of course, Murugutora Man Notes. Just reminding you, Futukuti TV live right now on Facebook, on the Zandile, as well as the ZFM Stereo Facebook page. So, move Amanda and you pop on, move Amalek. Like, move on my follower. Kana izos on my page, move on my zongo tele, kana mune ma questions, and you move on my bunja ipapo. Nasi, of course, Ndina Lolo, Ndei Plois.
I am in the vlog today, Murise Yanti.
Okay, and kurise kumarain kwedu?
Kumarain kuribu, Nasi, I'm just feeling happy and excited. I don't know why, but I'm just happy.
Well, you know, that's a good thing to be happy and excited. I think being alive should be, you know, enough excitement. I think there's a lot to be grateful for there, and a lot for us to achieve in this year, despite COVID and in spite of COVID-19.
It's very true. I totally agree with you.
And so joining us for today's show to help us unpack this topic, we have quite a full house. Auntie Rumbi, how are you doing today?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing fabulous. Hope you're good too.
Great. And we'll also be joined by Deidre and Farai, and these two are advocates for their peers and cats. Exciting show at Nayo Nasi. And as always, Lolo, to no encourage avanu kutikana warema questions ao baba vangu and apa platform achibunz.
Exactly, because tukuto dawa nukutiva ticho ine in our conversation today. Because today we've got a hot and controversial topic, sexual and reproductive health. You know, so it's a commotion. So please join us in the conversation. Any mubunzo ya munayo by SMSing the word Zandile to 33500, and it's absolutely for free. So just please do send any questions, any thoughts that you have regarding the topic or the issues that we are discussing today. So I will repeat again for those who are not going to debate. Please just SMSing the word Zandile to 33500, and it's absolutely for free.
And that is so true. And tichitaura kudaro saka zvinoro tizo kana une mbunzo yaunenge unayo ipapa apo obva wangoita sei obva wangobvunza kana une contribution yaunenge uchida kuita obva waita ipapo une unokwanisa kuita futi izvozvo futi ipapo pa Facebook pamuri kuona muri. And zvatinoita ndezvizvi zvekuti every single Saturday tinoti imimi muterere pane pfinyiro ino ZFM Stereo nguva dzinodzi. Kune vabereki dzimwe nguva panenge pane zvimwe zvinhu zvamusingakwanisi kutaura nevana pamusana sexual reproductive health and rights. Saka kana mubva matova kwenyera izvozvo, mubva matobatidza radio kuti vateerere, and zvinobatsirawo mukateerera pamwe chete nevana natsowana kubatsirikana muri pamwe chete.
Ishuwa iyoyo. And just to put it out there, you know, anticipation here, the sexual and reproductive health. Young people, they are a diverse group. Young people, they are different in the way they think, in the ways of anita zvinhu, and so is their sexual and reproductive health needs. So young people also require information on access to modern contraception, HIV and STI, pregnancy testing. Yeah, the counseling, we know we are going through a lot of challenges during these times, and some people need a person just to talk to. So these are the kind of issues that we are going to also discuss on this platform today. Outside, and harmful practices, counseling and referrals included as well.
Tova tatanga newe Deidre, se munhu wechidiki, and dzipi dzimwe mingampinga dzinosangana nevechidiki panyaya idzodzodzo dzeku access sexual reproductive health and rights services kubvira kutanga kwegore ridzva rino ratiri?
Hi, my name is Yosumai Chidula. I'm a news advocate from Mad South City. This is quite an emerging issue that needs to be taken into consideration. Due to the pandemic, our peers are now afraid to go at the facilities to access sexual reproductive health services because they fear they might get infected too. To those in rural areas, some do not have mobile phones and there is poor networks. It becomes a challenge for them to access sexual reproductive services. And also the pandemic has affected economically that some of our peers cannot afford to buy data and get into the social network.
Thank you very much, Deirdre.
You
can say that again.
Quite interesting issues there. Atarany, kuba afraid, you know, to go out, the issues there, not having mobile phones, you know, to communicate online, especially for you reporter platform paid up. And see, even to Siripa Radio, we can always, if we have any questions regarding anything, we can just send the word Jandiri for 33500. And the Kutiba Mwa one is that access, sometimes running Rasulama mobile phones, for them to then go ahead and ask for more information to make informed choices about their own health. So it's quite complex, anticipation.
Ichokwadi chochocho, especially panyedze mari, so mari irikunetsa vanhu vese kunzoko, saka kuti iwe mubereki waona ningiriri data rako rakakwana obva utengerawo futi mhuri yese, zvinenge zvichitinetsei papapa.
It's very true. And going to you, Farai, do you know where to access these services and drawing close to the young people you are supporting? Ungafungirere kuti vechitiki vane ruzivo yekuti vangawana kupi sexual and reproductive health rights support, including the services.
Hello there, everyone listening. I am Farai, an African youth advocate. I would like to believe my peers are aware of where to get support since we have counseling and check-in sessions with them. But in the event someone who is listening does not know, you can get SRH support at family planning centers, and since clinics and hospitals are open in this time of COVID, they are also helping in the facilitation of SRHR, and they are also partners who work with Ministry of Health and Child Care, such as PSI. They can offer SRHR support.
Thank you very much, Kuna Farai. Kune vachango batidza mama radio dzimwe nguva maybe manga mune zvimwe zvamamuchita makunazoteera zvakanaka. Chirongwa chino chinonzi Zvandiri, and nhasi uno tanga chitaura nezve sexual health and yeuchidza nekukurudzira vemhuri yese kuti izovange vachiteerera vachibatsirikana, nekuti dzimwe dzenguva zvimwe zvinhu zvinozotadza kutaurika pamhuri vana baba namai, but isusu tinenge tichikwanisa kuzotaura nezvazvo zvesexual and reproductive health and rights. I know kuti lolo iwewe unenge une mubvunzo dzaunenge mubvunzo yauinawo as well, panyaya idzodzo dzidze, hoping kuti nekupindura kwaita Farai apa wanatsonzwisisa.
Apandanatsonzwisisa ndanchitoshaya kuti panguva inoiyi yeCovid andipeshe, where do I and my fellow peers get access to me sexual and reproductive health services, especially munoziva nyaya dzema contraception, you know, near the gender based violence, no one can go, especially Munguva inoyi vanhu vari mumba and they have asked for me to walk Buddha and they just to protect ourselves from contracting COVID, which is a good thing, but certain issues and you know, it comes to play as well. So it's good that we are having these conversations and Tichwana education.
So Antilumbi ndoda kubvunza yangu kuti izvozvi, so what are the most common barriers witnessed amongst the clients dzamunenge muchibatsira se AfriCaid, also drawing from the experience in monitoring, in mentoring, I beg your pardon, muchibatsira ivo vasikana vechidiki ne young women living with HIV in Zimbabwe across the region.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm very happy today and we're having a session that's really at my heart. So looking at the challenges that we have come across regionally and within Zimbabwe that young girls and women are facing when it comes to accessing services that are in line with sexual and reproductive health and rights, you find that there's the issue to do with the availability and accessibility of these services. So many a times, or many a unfortunate times, you realize that young people go to the health facility and the kind of contraceptive or the kind of service that they need is not there. And then, you know, us as young people, going forth and back to get one service, sometimes we give up along the way. So this has been really a huge challenge. And then we also have issues that have to do with laws and policies that are put in place, mainly to focus on the issue to do with the age of consent. So you find that, in as much as we want to shy away from the idea that these are young people, this economy and this world that you are living in, you realize that so probably these young people who are maybe below the age of consent, they would also want to access services, but because they have to go with their caregiver, because they need to seek permission from whoever they are staying with, it then becomes a challenge for them to go and access these services. And coming from Africa, Zimbabwe to be specific, we have our social norms that we keep so faithfully. And just talking about issues to do with sexual and reproductive health, like sometimes it's actually a taboo. We shy away from these conversations. That's it, that makes it very difficult for the young people to go and look for these services. So there are many other issues that we can talk of, but then I feel that these are the main issues that are there. And probably young people mostly do not have, some of them are ignorant that they do not want to go and look for the information that can actually assist them.
Thank you very much, Rumbi. Now, kune kuti tinatsonzwisisa kuti topic ya tikutaura nezvayo iri very important. Say, you know, think about this. You know, for sexual and reproductive health services, you know, studies have estimated that pakakungokanganisika pema services kungoti vana vasikana ne vechidiki vavava ne young women vakasawana ma contraceptive services for a period of maybe 6 months, so you know, it would lead to approximately 47 million women in low and middle income countries not being able to meet their contraceptive means. Richireva kutizotechitarisa maybe you know, potential yekuve nema unintended pregnancies aningakawanda. So zvinozoitika zvekuti vana vechidiki vava nevasikana vechidiki vanenge vachizobata pamuviri panenge pasina kurongwa. Vana vakawanda zvinoreva kuti zvinenge zvichisvika kune vanhu vakawanda, kune vana vechidiki vakawanda, kune vakadzi vechidiki vakawanda stereke. And interruptions to information and services delivery are estimated to have a serious impact on ivo vechidiki vavava and young women. Take for example, pane zvakamboitika ku Eastern and Southern Africa region kunana 2010 ikokoko, 2010-2015, and the number of new HIV infections among young people and adults had not increased rapidly enough and was high among young girls and women, that is, chitasama ages of 10 to 24 years old. In 2015, there were approximately 4,500 new HIV infections weekly, you know, among the age. So, which is really, really crazy. So, it's very important kuti information, no matter zvinhu zvinenge zvichiitika, vechidiki vanofanira kunge vachiwana information iyoyo, as well as kuwana contraceptives, zvinhu zvese kuti zvinhu zvese zvinatsofamba smoothly. Yeah. Wanzwa ma numbers ayo ka. Akaoma sei.
Ah, these are large numbers. And pane every number there is a person who is there. So tichitarisa these numbers amamuchitaura ka, ndinonzwa hana yangu kurova kuti tichitangira pa 1 there is a person ari po, tichisvika ku 4,400 new HIV infections weekly.
That's crazy. And as we scanner chete kavanenge.
It's very true. And this is why it's important for us to discuss this important topics to speak with. How do we prevent? Mm. How do we get access to sexual and reproductive health services so that we prevent all these issues that are mitigating from not having access? So it's quite interesting. I'm also learning today. And thank you, Antilumbi, for joining us today.
You're welcome.
So, Antilumbi, just to continue with the conversation, we know that lockdown scenario and sometimes because of lockdown, travel restrictions, and as Mama Chitaura before, issues of availability of sexual and reproductive health services and accessibility. Actually, how do I access? Do I have the money to go and access the services? Ignorant as well, you know. So this may limit the choices one has in terms of the issues that Mama Chitaura, and let us say there are contraceptive methods of choice. What are the other opinions?
Yeah, you're very right. You know, this lockdown has brought up so many changes, and some of which just came in drastically, and it has affected how things are going. So probably if one cannot access their method of choice, maybe because it requires a prescription or because it has to be administered by a healthcare worker, I would actually advise people to go and opt for other methods of contraception and maybe other methods of self-care. So just maybe to make it easy that we understand what we're talking about, we can actually look at the definition that has been given by the World Health Organization. And it says that self-care has to do with the ability of individuals, families, communities to promote or prevent disease as well as maintain their levels of knowledge. So this self-care is, methods are actually evidence-based. We actually need quality drugs, devices, diagnostic or digital practice methods that are built within the country. And maybe depending on the situation, methods can be in control of some of the self-care issues that we're talking about, such as the self-HIV test. And we have got our community adolescent treatment supporters who are actually administering this. So they can actually make use of these kits where a positive person can self-test kit and where we can actually self-test so that we know where we stand. And then we have other options like self-screening for pregnancy and so on. So this is the time where that we are not supposed to just sit at home idle. We are supposed to build a position whereby we open our ears, look at all the media platforms, and maybe where can I get these services? And use platforms like this to reach out and say, I need this service. Where best can I get it?
Thank you very much, Rumbi. And just to remind you that if you do have any concerns, any questions at all, Mnongo Shandi's IU report platform, yeah, Lois?
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Number one, Shandi Gama. Number 33500. Number one, Shandi Gama. Flexa. But number is 33500. Move a mabunze. You know, I'm named Shandi. Antirumbi va chiripano, tikiti chiripano. And remember, the platform, you know, raba ichishanda, even shwedi ino ikapera izo soka, iyo inenge ichirungo shanda chete, but kune varguto ona pa Facebook, ubunza farai. Because, zezo tataura, she says, but, you know, why is it kutichi ku provider contraception, family planning, as well as izo za tutora nizo za izo zoze, SRHRI information, zakanyanyo?
Receiving the right support and information in any setting is important, and when one accesses contraception and family planning information and service, I would like to think that this is life-saving and important at all times.
True.
Not just for me but my peers as well and the rest of the community. And we all know that sexual activities did not stop due to COVID-19 pandemic, so we should ensure that people access right-based services and information to initiate and continue the use of contraception. Contraception, condoms when used consistently and correctly, help to prevent both unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted infections, including AIDS.
Narumbi. And you know, the dilemmas and the key issues are anger. It's quite interesting.
It is
quite interesting. Yeah. So, you know what, Antim? We are talking about sexual and reproductive health services. And I think more of Miranani. And to you who's listening to me, I know you also agree with me that most of the information that no one Miranani sexual and reproductive health, not all, but some. Tunewana online and from our social media platforms like I think on WhatsApp and Facebook, TikTok. You know how much I love going on TikTok and you know there is a lot of information there. But they have been cases of one being hurt by online contact, e.g. adolescent girls who are being abused and harassed online. So kufurikiza ne usual just to ask you, David, what are the risks and how can one protect themselves online?
It's quite interesting that you mentioned this because a few months back we had an online assistance support obsession covering this, where we could support around cyberbullying. And from that meeting, I learned that online abuse and harassment. So I encourage my peers to be very careful to what they share online. If you do risk activities such as sexting and sharing and sexualized content, you are exposing yourself to potential blackmail, harassment, and humiliation. And sometimes the guys would open channels saying that it's happening online. Try to increase the chances of coming into contact with online predictors, which is sexual exploit. Young people. Now, what's the particular about the funeral? Tinamakas and Sunday for this baby. But as it has been good to me, as it's humble, a pana egg again, okay, look on Avanti. The brother is the bobo, as the valet is bobo, as appropriate. And also, let's try to avoid using private instant messaging services in your communication with teachers. Opt for messaging on the group to avoid unnecessary use. Some adolescents like those seen as recent or seen as a great risk of catching or spreading COVID may be at increased risk of cyberbullying and discrimination where there is a spreading of lies, secrets, rumors, and gossiping about the person to damage their reputation. As it's happening, COVID is corner. And right now, we are seeing cyberbullying. Just call it to Zelelana, we call it to the as we know, Yanya, and then there are two kids running around. The next thing, we just gonna feel a bed in the other side of cooling, and we just gonna say, we're gonna somebody's reputation. In the like a theater lie, we're gonna see damage. Well, to my peers, please do know that harmful, discriminatory, and inappropriate online contact is never okay. If you are a cyberbully, please, it needs to stop. And if you are a victim of cyberbullying, get support from a trusted person. Do not only trust you, even if you are only delay. And also, if you are in silence, you feel like you are doubt, or I feel comfortable, or if you are distressed about an interaction, or if you are online. Jela umzali or jela umuntu omdala isikhathi sisekhona. You can also turn off the technology and rather focus on the relationship near you. Have time with your family, spend this khathi yemoli, ziyazane nemoli, because every okutha yemoli, just enjoy that moment in the family yakho. Yeah, that's it. I love you guys.
Thank you so much, Deidre. Aywa, Deidre, achara zvakawanda. And I think kuti dzimwe nguva so even tinongonotarisa mudzimba dzedu dzatiri kugara kuti tinge tirimo tirese tiri munhu wese akanyarira kuti zii munhu wese ari pagadget rake hapana ari kutaura nemumwe hapana anenge achiita sei nemumwe. And dzimwe nguva inoi yatapiwa yacho yepalockdown ndeyekutoti tigadzirise marelationships nevanhu vatinogara navo titaure nyaya navo. So dzimwe nguva tinoona kuti technology yacho iyoyo nemasocial media platforms anotokanganisa kuwirirana kwatinofanira kunge tichinatsoita tiri mudzimba.
Ichokwadi ichocho handirumbi, but munozoti nyaya yecyberbullying ine discrimination online iya yakanyanya, so people need to be aware of this kind of behavior, and if you do yeah, ukasangana nezvinhu zvakadai ze cyber bullying, sexual, you know, sexual exploitation, it's good that you seek support.
Mm-hmm. And dzimwe nguva semataurira aita Deadly papa kuti dzimwe nguva tikutotaura nemunhu azvombotanga ambofunga kuti ndirini end game yacho yakambomira sei, what are you trying to achieve nezvauri kuita, dai wangoriwo uri kuitwa izvozvo waiita sei. Tisakanganwe futi kuti pane vanhu vakawanda ndazo komenta kudai so papicture pake ndikadai so, but umwe munhu anenge achitotadza kurara achitotimwa nemusoro, and vanhu vakawanda all over the world vari kutocommit suicide nenyaya iyoyo. Naizvozvo futi obva tareminda nafuti kuti munguva ino yeCovid-19 kana vanhu vakawanda vakagara vasina zvekuita mudzimba dzavo, not just munyika medu muno muzimbabwe but all over the world, it means kuti panoita maissues akawanda ehacking, and there's been a lot of hacking all over the world. Saka tongwarira izvozvozvo, usapindure meseji yausinganzwisise, nani kutanga wafonera munhu wobvunza kuti chii chaari kuda, because pane vanhu vari kuhacka maaccounts evanhu and hauzoziva kuti vanozoita sei neaccount yako. Saka tongwarira izvozvo. Question yandada kubvunza inini manje handisi kuziva kuti is it safe kuti tiite nezvebonde munguva inoyi, is it safe to have sex at this time, and this question is for you Rumbi.
Oh my god, by the way, I love this question, but sometimes I honestly think that sex is the only thing that's keeping most people sane during this time. First of all, it's not true, but then it's other thoughts. I think I had a full camera and just Google everyone around to see how they are coping, but I'm pretty sure that sex is one of the things that's making people pop. But then now, sexually speaking, I feel that there is currently no evidence that COVID-19 is transmitted through semen or vaginal fluids. But then, having sex with someone knows that you are putting them very close to you. This puts you at risk, especially if they are infected. So working with the government guidelines, there have been restrictions that have been put in place that are telling us that we're supposed to be home by 6 p.m. and we are supposed to leave home at 6 a.m. So if you are to meet at these guidelines, your risk of getting COVID-19 is not increased. And then for those who are living with their sexual partners, I feel the risk is very low if both of the sexual partners are doing all the best to protect themselves from the virus. Just make sure to also remember to use condoms and contraception to avoid some sexually transmitted infections and unintended pregnancies. I was looking one day at the numbers of the spike that has been seen in unwanted pregnancies during this time. It's very, very overwhelming. So just making sure that we take care of ourselves. But then, like I highlighted, there is still no scientific information that ensures that having sex, vaginal fluids and semen transmit COVID-19.
Yeah,
I think that's how to play the game first.
Very true, Ruby. And I think it was so good season. Actual food makes it really difficult, especially if you live with Munoacho, which Nairi. But I think let's find other things to do, even as couples. Find other things to do. Panema maningirini, my games, I'm not going to tamba, you know, play my games, get to know each other, and chichi, nekuja, fungo mama, my business. Ventures, ekuita ma. Instead of it is with a COVID 9 months time. And you have a pinda question here for you, Hansi. What are examples of cyberbullying affecting school children?
Well, the signs that probably show is that the kids start withdrawing from the community, like withdrawing from everyone. There's behavior change. You find that this kid has been so much active at some point, and then suddenly they've lost interest in some of the stuff they've been doing. And sometimes you find that somebody's been so much enthusiastic in going to school, suddenly they're like, Mama, I don't want to go to school tomorrow, I have a headache. Mama, I don't want to go to school. And then if you were to look at the grades, you see that they may probably be a drop in the grades of that person. And another issue is that you find that the child or the student is uncomfortable on a certain group of people. So these are the two things that we have to be looking at. I hope I answered that well.
You answered it well. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So, we know that sexual and reproductive health rights, and the mass services. And the touch adolescents, they are a diverse group, Akasiana, Shawandashakasiana, Mafungira, Akasiana as well. But I just wanted to flag out, adolescents who are not yet sexually active and they are abstaining. And it's also good to abstain. And this information is also good for those that are abstaining so that they know, they learn, and they, whenever they want to engage, they have the information and they make informed decision about true. Their own health. So abstaining is also a good thing. It also reduces the shita or is a new HIV infections, unwanted pregnancies, my STI. And there's also secondary abstinence. This is very nice, Auntie Rumbi.
Okay, on this one, I really do stand to be corrected. But the secondary abstinence probably has to do with you already have been engaging in sexual activities before, but then you decide that you'd want to stop. Because people feel that if you are the one, you have been engaging in sexual activities, now you stop being a challenge. So we are talking about secondary abstinence. You are not directly doing the actual thing, having internet sex, but then there are other options. I want until like this is going where you wanted it to.
Alright, so as long as you stay involved with another person, it's just dealing okay. Next question.
So, by the way, Zakaoma, in the room, Rima is this, and then Rukta Zakana on a Sofunganda, who Rumane Mosquito, you know how it is staying on radio and being at home.
Oh, sorry. I'm so, but I'm not going to go my window and do.
Hey, so Auntie Rumbi, we know that we have in some instances where parents or caregivers supporting adolescents have stopped kwenda kubasa because niye lockdown yedu. Now spending too much time at home, results kupopotezana, you know, unosuka mandiro, clean your room, itachakati bika, you know, and which brings in the verbal, physical or sexual abuse, which may end up affecting adolescents in their care. How can these adolescents be supported to remain safe?
Thank you very much, Auntie Lloyd, for the question. But you know what? I was feeling that this person really needs a young man because I know they have been engaged in this and they have been victims of all the things that you've been stating. So maybe Farai could take us through that.
Excellent. Over to you, Farai.
Because of the environment, people, including perhaps Abiri, Kikana, Wachengeti, Watinukara, now are worried Bangwa Ino, Pamsoro, Pemari, Utano. As mentioned before by Auntie Wongai in the one of the Rwandiri radio shows, when people are living in small restricted living conditions, Panukuna Kuitama problems and stress can become even greater. Zvinonzwisisika kuti kusawirirana kunowanikwa asi kukapedzisira kwave abusive kungave verbal, physical or even forced sexual relations. Then it is right to take action if you are worried about what is happening at home or don't feel safe. Taura nemunhu waunotamba naye, upiwe maideas. For the adolescents supported within Rwandiri, my kids like myself, the Rwandiri mentor and counselors varipo kukupa support.
Thank you very much to Farai there. And ngirini question ide yatambe ngitataura ye cyberbullying yaya tikapa ma ngirini ma signs of cyberbullying. I think zvinhu zvakawanda zvirikuitika zvinoaffecta vana vechikoro when it comes to cyberbullying iyoyo. Dzimwe nguva mwana anogona kunge achisekwa nenyaya ye the way your child looks.
So sometimes munanogona kuitwa make fun of ninye kuti akaita sei dzimenguva kuti maybe akasimbisisa kana kuti maybe ari skinny stereg kana kuti dzimenguva kuti aka even nyaya dzecomplexion chaidzo. So it's zvinhu zvakadairo so and izvo so vana kwawanda vane mafoni vane macomputers so dzimenguva kunogona nge kuri kugadzira mamimi chaiyo chaiyo kugadzirwa mamimi nemasticker achishandiswa mapicture emwana iwayo. Dzimenguva izvo so vana vari muma all sorts of groups avanenge vari papapa dzimenguva vanenge vachisekana dzimenguva kuposta kukurwa chaiko chaiko kurwa paningirini pama social media platforms dzimenguva panenge pari pa Twitter kana pa Facebook kana pa Instagram kana kuti oposta chimwe chino and then vamwe vanhu vaanoziva kana kuti vaanenge asingazive votanga kuataka that picture vachiwanzira picture iyoyo vachitaura zvakashata about that picture zvinova ndizvo zvinozokonzera zvese zvataurwa naantirumbi. Saka zvakangoti siyanei siyanei dzimwe nguva zvinenge zviri pane zvichaafekta zvinhu zvaanenge aposta maybe inenge iri picture yake iye dzimwe nguva inenge iri comment yaanenge ataura iye dzimwe nguva vanenge vakuunza zvinhu zvinenge zvichiitika muclass kana kuti zvinenge zvaitika kuchikoro pamawhatsapp groups ekuchikoro kana kuti pagoogle class ekuchikoro ipapapa kana mumaraini imomomo zvese zvotanga kuunzwa pasocial media papa. Saka zvakasiyana siyana so dzimwe nguva zvinenge zviri very important kubvunza mwana kuti chii chaizvo chaitika nekutaura nevana futi vedu izvo so tinongovatengera magadgets but tinofanira kunge tichitaura navo futi before tava pamagadgets ivavo kuti vanzwisise responsibility yavainavo kuti ivo naivo futi vasave macyber bullies and kuti ivo vazive kuti kana vakukanda chinhu paintaneti zvinoreva kuti chinenge chaakutariswa nevanhu vakawanda wanda vanenge vachibva kwakawanda wanda vane zvakawanda wanda zvinenge zvichivanetsa saka kuzokontrola ningirini conversation inozoitika pane chinhu chaanenge aposta ipapo zvinozongoti netsei netsei but pane maplatform akasiyana siyana even pazvandiri I think pane vanhu vanokwanisa kubatsira nenyaya idzodzodzo. Mbvunzo wedu wekupedzisira wanhasi toda kungoti tingodzokera mbichana kuzvatambotaura nenyaya yeself care, you know, how to get health care support during this pandemic as far as, you know, SRH self care and getting any interventions are concerned. Antirumbi.
Okay, thank you very much. This has been a very exciting session. So, looking at the method of how we can get self-health care during this time, there are multiple number of digital platforms that are there that can assist us. So probably we have to look at those trusted sources. We could make use of such platforms such as helplines through the phones or online or websites or organizations with recognized expertise. And this may be there available for us for use, and we can actually consult on what kind of organization am I reaching out to and what kind of services are they providing to us. So these help us to stay updated on all the services that we may need, be it HIV care, STI care, pregnancies, any question that you'd want to know about, even those that can work to help you understand more about COVID-19. So you can contain or proceed to obtain self-administering and injectable contraceptives. And this information, if you do not look out for it, if you don't look for it, you probably will not get it. So there are also other over-the-counter services that we can get. We can get medicines, we can get HIV self-test kits, pregnancy test kits over-the-counter at pharmacies. So we need to be able to protect ourselves when we go and look for these services. And then there are also a variety of ways that peers can assist each other. And it can also be through our Zandiri Cats model that allows to communicate with their peers virtually. They can be providing you with information on any topic that's in relation with HIV and sexual reproductive health that you need. They are there to assist you. They are there to give you SMSs, reminders, even if you fail to adhere to any treatment that you're there. These young people are there. And we also have the Young Mental Mothers program that we have in place. We have these young mothers to assist other young mothers on how best they can take care of themselves as well as take care of their babies. So if we do not reach out. I think we should be a generation that's vibrant, be able to research on stuff that's there. So we should also be looking out to get this information and not being selfish, sharing it with others so that others also get the same information. Quote unquote, small and barista conversations on the scandals that are happening on Facebook, on the jokes that are there on TikTok, but being able to share important information, educated information, educative information, I think this will be very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Rumbi. I think we're both tourists. But you know what, tomorrow better so time is not bad. But thank you very much, Auntie Rumbi. You've been very, very helpful. Thank you so much as well to Farai and Deidre. Lolo, weekend, you can say?
Weekend, shoot vibes in Dakar, Shivarira, Mumba, keeping myself safe and keeping others safe from COVID.
I love it. I love the way you're doing it, and I'm hoping with Ms. Mruto Ramanut, Lolo, we all need to stay at home, and if you do have to leave the house, make sure to take a mask, go and take a jack, anaka, yaka nato vara mromo, nemino, kunevangwa chona pa Facebook, maona janaita, and, but, chulogu kuya uchidza, kuti chirongwa chinochi, mchazwe chindu wa futi, muswe Thursday, muswe China, kuhevo FM 98.4, Midland, Diamond FM, Nekulumani. So munogo na kuzo China in motera futi papo. But here na Lolo tiazoka next Saturday, same time. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the Zandiri Radio Show is a platform for young people and the rest of the community. Teze tibatirikane, teze tishidziza shakawanda, nenyeye my health issues as well as the HIV related health information. So tuzokuona next time. Kune vaye vamunoziya kuti vapota kuona chirongwa nekuchinzwa chirongwa. Aiwa vanokwanisa kuchibata futi pa Facebook, chinechi chibatika ipapo pa Zvandiri nepa ZFM Stereo Facebook page. And just reminding you that of course there is a website that you can also look out for, www.africaid-zvandiri.org, and you can learn more about the work being done by CATS, YMMs and AfriCAID with the within the communities they serve. But you report platform edu inenge ichirushanda ndichi Lolo.
Inenge ichifaya every minute. Send any message or any question that you have regarding zvatataura nhasi inenge ichingofaya, and people will be there to assist you.
Chaizvo. Tatandara, and kune vepane vanhu vachivhunduka vakati, pedzisa unoridza song yedu kwekutanga. Aiwa, nhasi ndatirike ndiridze kwekupedzisira munatsorova jaivhi sevanhu vanenge vawana information yese. So,
yeah.
I hope you're wearing your dancing shoes.
Inini ndakatomirira kutotamba chaizvo. Ndiri murima imomo.
Thanks, Lolo. It's been lovely. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye.